Well, it's Monday, December 27th, and I was going to give an update on what's going on with Omicron picking up some key mutations in the Delta variant. I had reported last week on the change in the protease cleavage site, the polybasic cleavage site, that is required to be cleaved for the virus to enter the cell. One of the positions near that cleavage site is at position 681, which is normally a P, is changed to R in Delta, and that change has been acquired by a subset of the Omicron sequences. There are now 105 instances. The majority of them are in NYU Langone, which has 65. There's another 15 in Houston Methodist. And then there's a smattering in other states as well as other countries. One of the more recent ones has been Israel, which has now picked up five patients that have that particular change. The problem is when there's one variant replacing another, there is a period where both are co-circulating, and the Omicron has increased so dramatically that it's quickly overtaken Delta, which had essentially become dominant at 100%. So to switch one variant that's close to 100% to another one that's close to 100% over a short time period leads to some people being infected by both viruses, and with a dual infection, there's the possibility that the genetic information of one virus will serve as a template, which will then switch to the other template and pick up some sequences and then go back and end up creating a recombinant. And that's essentially what was described last week for P681R, that there were some additional changes that were lost when that was acquired, which is one of the hallmarks of this recombination. So when it picked up the Delta sequence, some of the upstream markers disappeared because they weren't present in Delta. Delta just added P681R and took away a couple nearby mutations, which were normally in the Omicron. Unfortunately, that has also happened in the receptor binding domain. And the L452R is the hallmark of the Delta variant, which leads to more tighter binding to the receptor binding domain. And that has been acquired in, now there are 702 examples of that. In the U.S., there are 418 of them. And of those 418, 396 are in Houston Methodist. Nine of those actually have both of the changes. So Houston Methodist has most of the U.S. sequences, but the sequences are also showing up in the U.K., and there are 197 in England, and then more in Wales and Ireland. So there's quite a few in the U.K., and then they're spilling over into Europe. And it's also showing up now in Russia as eight of them. Israel has three. And these variants are increasing in numbers, and it's all very early. Most of these changes are in sequences that have been isolated this month, and most of them have really been from the middle of this month. So really just in the last couple of weeks or so, there's a fair amount of variation in collection dates on what gets reported. So a lot of the sequences that are currently being reported were collected earlier, and they don't have these changes. Those that were collected at the beginning of this month, but those to the middle, beginning in the middle of the month, the numbers started to increase fairly dramatically. This is a very dynamic situation, but the ability of these variants to coexist with the Omicron that doesn't have these changes raises concerns that they may be offering a selection advantage, and it'll take several weeks or maybe even months to actually see how efficient they are of replacing the Omicron with these Omicron recombinants.